Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While oil prices have dropped dramatically this year, bringing down fuel costs for consumers and companies alike, other energy costs, such as electricity, have not dropped and in some cases are rising, which is why our next guest's enterprise has been staying busy. Daniel Marks is a vice president with South Point Solutions, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Let's start with a brief history and overview of your company.
Sure. It was founded in 2003, and our company from the day we were founded has specialized in really only one thing, and that's helping our customers save energy, thereby save money through customized energy-efficient LED lighting projects. Our customer base is primarily industrial and commercial customers.
It appears to me that the costs of LED lighting are dropping. Is that the same trend that you are seeing? Are you expecting the prices on LED lights to continue to drop?
Yes, Mike. Over the last 10 years or so, the cost of LED lighting has been trending down, although it's leveling off in the past couple years. Over that same time frame, the efficiency of the LED projects has been increasing.
Are there certain types of lighting that does not convert well over to LED?
There are, and the one that springs to mind is explosion-proof lighting. In some manufacturing facilities, certain areas have to have explosion-proof fixtures from a safety standpoint. Those LED fixtures are still very, very expensive.
And now what about the electric utilities? What has your experience been with their receptiveness toward LED lighting, since it is obviously going to, you know, lower the amount of money that companies and individuals are paying to the electric utilities?
That is one of the most unusual things I encountered when I started working in this industry, is the fact that many utility companies, and we are what's called trade allies with Duke Energy and Dominion Energy. Those two companies, for example, will actually pay rebates or incentives to their customers to help them do these LED projects. But there is kind of an interesting explanation for why they do that. Companies like Duke and Dominion are given sort of a quasi-monopoly to provide power to you and me and their business customers. In exchange for being given that sort of monopoly, they have to promise or guarantee that when we turn on a light switch or you turn on power to a production line, power has to be there. So those utility companies, they have to either produce the energy themselves or build a new power plant to provide the energy or buy the energy off the market. That's very expensive. And so they've realized that it's less expensive for them to help their customers use less energy, and they're willing to pay rebates or incentives to help their customers do that.
And how about tax benefits? Are there any tax credits available for LED lighting?
Yes, there are tax benefits. The most common one we come across is what's called an EPACT, E-P-A-C-T, deduction. If you do an LED project and it qualifies under the EPACT guidelines, then the customer gets a deduction of up to 60 cents per square foot for doing the project.
And this is in addition to the actual cost of the project?
Correct. There's also what's called bonus depreciation that may be available under the Tax Act that was passed by the current administration that would allow them potentially to deduct all of the depreciation in the year the project was done.
Has there been any evolution in the types of lighting that LED lights provide? Warm lighting, soft lighting, you know how LEDs kind of have that reputation as being very bright all the time.
Yeah, they do have that reputation, but yeah, that is no longer an issue. You can custom order the exact shade of light you want.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Mike. I really enjoyed it.
Dan Marks is a vice president with South Point Solutions, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Fort Mill, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.